After years of effort, the Syracuse Common Council has finally made the presence of lead a code violation in rental housing in the city. The council voted unanimously on the ordinance. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it will allow the city to take a proactive approach to addressing lead poisoning in children.
Councilor Joe Driscoll has been working on this issue since 2017.
When we started this journey, we didn't think it would take this long, but as the legislation developed, we realized how complicated it was.
The new law allows code inspectors to cite the potential hazard of lead in dust and chipping paint. Driscoll says the city can also be proactive in testing properties.
It's a huge problem, and this actually gives us a chance to end the poisoning before it happens rather than trying to deal with it after it's happened.
Ingesting or inhaling lead paint or dust in older homes can cause irreversible brain and physical damage to children. In a statement, Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh commended Driscoll and the council's work. The goal is to start testing for lead this fall. Walsh says the city is ready to hire a lead paint program coordinator, continue getting inspectors certified, and identify a testing lab. But with budget cuts looming and without direct aid from the federal government, Walsh says the timing of fully implementing the program is in question. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.